There are a great number of challenges facing the Great Lakes, from climate change to Asian carp to things like microplastics and, of course, chemical contaminations and pollution. This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. One of the resources in improving the health of the lakes has been the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. It's a federal program that has been funded for several years at a level of about $300 million. Earlier this year, President Trump vowed to cut that funding by 90%. Then, in an appearance in Grand Rapids, the president reversed course and agreed to fully fund it at the $300 million level. I'm sure that was music to the ears of my guest this morning. Matt Doss is the policy director of the Great Lakes Commission, and thank you so much for the time today, Matt.
I'm glad to be here, David.
Well, the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative was launched in 2010, and between the 2010 and 2017, over $2.5 billion was appropriated by Congress, and that's been used to fund some 4,000 projects, right? Let's look back for a minute. What shape were the Great Lakes in back in 2010 when this was a new program?
Well, we were poised to do some important restoration work. We had, as a region, had come together and developed a regional restoration strategy that actually was called for by President Bush. Subsequently, that strategy had a lot of public support, a lot of regional support from our governors and other elected officials, but there hadn't been really any funding put behind it. So when President Obama came in office, he initiated the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, or the GLRI, to implement that strategy and began funding it. So we had an idea of what we wanted to do, but we hadn't really been able to put boots on the ground and start turning shovels to make that work happen. You know, we understood that we needed to clean up the areas of concern, these toxic hotspots. We knew we needed to do more to control invasive species such as Asian carp. We knew we needed to do more to prevent polluted runoff that contributes to harmful algal blooms. And we knew that there was a lot of work that we needed to do to restore habitat for important species, fish and wildlife species that are important for our hunting and fishing community. So we were poised to do the work, and with that funding in hand, we've made tremendous progress since that time.
And I was going to say, so you can see tangible differences between the health of the Great Lakes system today and from 2010 when it first launched.
Well, that's correct. I mean, just for example, for these areas of concern or the toxic hotspots, as we call them, we've made tremendous progress. We've cleaned up 11 more AOCs or toxic hotspots since the GLRI started.
And AOC is for area of concern?
Area of concern, I'm sorry, that's correct. Prior to the start of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, only one of those areas of concern had been cleaned up. So since that time, we've cleaned up another 11. We're doing a lot of work to address the impairments and the problems that we're seeing in these areas. We've removed about 3 million cubic yards of contaminated sediments. And in addition to the funding provided under the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, just that sediment cleanup work has leveraged more than $300 million from non-federal partners. So we've made a lot of progress. We're keeping Asian carp at bay. We're making progress in preventing polluted runoff. But there's still more work to be done.
I think there are some who will hear the numbers that we're tossing about, $300 million a year for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, another $300 million from partners invested in this, and 11 toxic hotspots have been cleaned up over a course of 7 or 8 years. But that's actually quite a bit. I mean, that is substantial work at an exorbitant cost.
Well, it is a lot of work, and it is a lot of money, but this is really critical to our region, and not only to the environment and to the health of our citizens, but it really has a tremendous economic impact on these communities. And just as an example, we completed a study last fall looking at the economic impact of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, and we found that for every dollar that has been spent in the first 6 years of the program, we'll see about an additional more than $3 in additional economic activity over the next 20 years. So that really shows that, you know, not only are we cleaning up the environment, but we're creating enabling conditions for economic growth, for new recreation, new housing development. We're helping to bring people back to these waterfronts. We're helping to retain young people living in our cities and really contributing to revitalization in these urban areas that have really been challenged for decades. So the program itself is not intended as an economic development program, but we know it's having huge economic impact and bringing huge economic benefits to these urban areas.
Kind of like a little bonus. This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation with Matt Doss of the Great Lakes Commission continues. You mentioned, you know, over $3 in economic activity for every dollar spent. That is a very good return, but do you have any idea of quantifying how much of that additional revenue stream is being returned to efforts that benefit the health of the Great Lakes system?
It's generating economic growth in communities. So we think that healthy communities are healthy for the people that live there, and it's healthy for the environment. I think we're seeing a new ethic of appreciating our water resources and taking better care of them. So the public support, the bipartisan public support that we've seen for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative really illustrates how the people in this region, the people in Michigan, appreciate and value the Great Lakes and recognize them as part of our heritage, part of our what makes us who we are. And so, you know, certainly that's generating economic growth, tax revenue, that's helping communities improve their infrastructure and do things to help protect the environment and also just create economic opportunities for people.
The expenditure of money for these programs too often comes down to politics and cooperation, and I want to go down that path for a minute. The Great Lakes region is comprised of a number of states and Canadian provinces. Often the governments representing these areas not always on the same page. Are we seeing equal investments throughout the region in creating a more healthy and sustainable Great Lakes region?
Well, I think we are. There has been consistent, strong bipartisan support for this program from our governors, from our state legislatures, and most importantly, from the Great Lakes Congressional Delegation. As you mentioned at the opening of this segment, unfortunately, the president's budget for the past 3 years has proposed dramatic reductions in the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative program, really taking that funding back to lower than it was even before the program started. And that would have decimated the progress that we're making and ultimately just made it more expensive to solve these problems. Each year during that time, our allies in Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, have stepped up and said this program is critical for our region, again, not just for restoring the environment, but creating new economic opportunities. And they have stepped up and maintained that program at level funding of $300 million. And I think that's because they come from this region. They come from our communities. They see the impact that the program is having at a local level. They know it's critically important for our region, and they have supported it. So, you know, there are occasionally our issues that we disagree on, but I think there is broad-based and deep consensus and support for the work this program is doing.
Once again, we're talking with Matt Doss of the Great Lakes Commission. He's our guest on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. We've been talking about the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative and the work that we're doing to improve the environment from where we made a mess of it. But we have to look at the present day and look forward as well. And part of that is going to be climate change and our ability to appropriately adapt. So as we look at the Great Lakes, what kind of investments beyond the Restoration Initiative are going to be necessary to make Michigan palatable for the centuries to come?
Well, climate change is going to be a challenge for us like it is any other region of the world, of our country, and we need to look at making our shoreline and our infrastructure more resilient to impacts from climate change. As we all know, there's huge needs to restore and upgrade and maintain our infrastructure, not only roads and bridges, but also water infrastructure, drinking water infrastructure, wastewater infrastructure, and stormwater. So we know there's huge investments that are needed in that area. And as we do that, we need to think about doing that in a smart way that makes it resilient to a climate change, to ensure that it can withstand the more intense weather events, the more intense rainstorms that we're projected to have and that we're already experiencing in the region, to ensure that we can capture that rainwater, that stormwater when it comes in, that it doesn't overburden our wastewater systems and allow for the release of untreated sewage into our waterways. We need to use more green infrastructure, and that is using water retention ponds, rain gardens, and other things of that nature to help us capture that rainwater, that stormwater, keep it out of our system, and prevent it from overburdening the system and leading to sewage overflows. And there's a lot of other steps we need to take, and it's really part of a larger challenge of finding the resources to maintain, upgrade, and rehabilitate all of the water infrastructure that we have in this region. And as a region with a lot of older cities, our needs in this area are larger than they are in many other areas just because of the age of our cities and the age of the infrastructure. So it's a huge challenge. There's a lot of bipartisan interest in Congress in promoting investments in infrastructure, and we just need to keep encouraging our elected officials to help us make those investments.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for the time today, and we'll leave with a sense of optimism as well, and we'll look forward to our next conversation.
Well, thank you very much, David. We really appreciate the work you do at WEMU. You're a great asset for our community, and keep it up.
Well, thank you. That is Matt Dawes, Policy Director of the Great Lakes Commission. For more information and resources on our conversation today, visit our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner and is heard every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.